Rewards programs are a lot like pop culture. They can be hard to keep up with. But with Venmo's new rewards program, Venmo Stash, rewards are so easy because the more you do, the more you get. And you choose the bundle of brands you get cash back at. It's giving fiscal queen. It's giving star. It's giving up to 5% cash back at your favorite brands. Just pick a bundle of your go-to spots to shop with your Venmo debit card and earn cash back at them. Do more, get more with Venmo Stash. The Venmo MasterCard is issued by the Bancorp Bank N.A. Venmo Stash bundle terms and exclusions apply. Max $100 cash back per month. See terms at venmo.me/stash terms.
Forget the pressure to overhaul your life. The new year doesn't need a new you. It needs you. Grounded, supported, and ready to grow. Grow Therapy helps you make meaningful change at your pace and on your time. Whether it's your first time in therapy or your 50th, Grow makes it easier to find a therapist who fits you, not the other way around. They connect you with thousands of independent, licensed therapists across the U.S., offering both virtual and in-person sessions, nights, and weekends. You can search by what matters, like insurance, specialty, identity, or availability, to get started in as little as 2 days. And if something comes up, you can cancel up to 24 hours in advance at no cost. There are no subscriptions and no long-term commitments. You just pay per session. Grow helps you find therapy on your time. Whatever challenges you're facing, Grow Therapy is here to help. Grow accepts over 100 insurance plans, including Medicaid, in some states. Sessions average about $21 with insurance, and some pay as little as $0, depending on their plan. Visit growtherapy.com/get started today to get started. That's growtherapy.com/get started. growtherapy.com/get started. Availability and coverage vary by state and insurance plan. Forget the pressure to overhaul your life. The new year doesn't need a new you. It needs you. Grounded, supported, and ready to grow. Grow Therapy helps you make meaningful change at your pace and on your time. Whether it's your first time in therapy or your 50th, Grow makes it easier to find a therapist who fits you, not the other way around. They connect you with thousands of independent, licensed therapists across the U.S., offering both virtual and in-person sessions, nights, and weekends. You can search by what matters, like insurance, specialty, identity, or availability, to get started in as little as 2 days. And if something comes up, you can cancel up to 24 hours in advance at no cost. There are no subscriptions and no long-term commitments. You just pay per session. Grow helps you find therapy on your time. Whatever challenges you're facing, Grow Therapy is here to help. Grow accepts over 100 insurance plans, including Medicaid, in some states. Sessions average about $21 with insurance, and some pay as little as $0, depending on their plan. Visit growtherapy.com/get started today to get started. That's growtherapy.com/get started. growtherapy.com/get started. Availability and coverage vary by state and insurance plan.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal, $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
We're talking with Amy E. Thomas, author of the book Confessions of a Sociopath, A Life Spent Hiding in Plain Sight. It's so fascinating. Emmy herself diagnosed as a sociopath. And in this, takes us kind of on her journey and tells us what it's like thinking this way, and helps have us better understand how a mind like this works, as opposed to a neurotypical individual. The difference between living with this and living a productive life and, you know, finding ways to get along with others and those who end up taking this down a dark road. I know you had mentioned manipulating people was something that you wanted to learn to break away from. Obviously, some people go far beyond that into to violent territory. Was that something that you felt it would have been easy to almost fall into? Or is that takes another type of layer to a human being to take this further and darker?
I would say probably another layer. You know, they're installing along the stretch of the freeway where I live, like a new type of guardrail, the cable kind. And yeah. I think, like, how many people must have died on the stretch of the freeway in order for them to spend the money on the guardrail?
Yeah.
So I've been thinking about guardrails recently, you know, and most drivers, like, I've never seen an accident on that stretch of the freeway, but it must be happening, right? Because otherwise they wouldn't install it. And I think for a lot of people, they have the guardrail of, you know, empathy is a big one, where they think, you know, I could never do something bad to another person because I have this guardrail of empathy that makes me feel bad when I do it, you know, so there's really no kind of incentive to do it. And I can see, like, if you don't have that guardrail of empathy and you don't have the guardrail of something else to kind of replace it, then I could see that if you were already inclined to hurting people, it would be easier and you probably would get more pleasure out of it than you would if not. You know, it reminds me, I have a friend who is an alcoholic and then, you know, got out of rehab and got, I forget what the shot is, but it makes it so the alcohol doesn't have as much of the effect, you know, and the idea is to try to disassociate that connection in your mind between, you know, drinking the alcohol and getting pleasure, because the idea is you'll drink the alcohol, but nothing will happen. Mm-hmm. And I think that you have to, if you are conscientious enough, you know, even as a psychopath, as a sociopath, to realize, you know, some of these behaviors are really just going to lead me to a bad place. There are other things that you can kind of replace it with. You know, for me, I grew up Mormon and I found the teachings to be like really light, you know, and really like I did appreciate them even as a child. I like to think, you know, there's somebody named Jesus who loves me. You know, it like appealed to me and it appealed to my grandiosity too, a little bit, because, you know, especially in Mormon theology, kind of a little bit famously amongst Christian religions, the idea is that, you know, there's the famous couplet, as God or as man is, God once was, as God is, man can become. So the thought that we're all going to grow to be like God is like a Mormon tenet. And so I thought, yeah, you know, that makes sense to me. I'm also going to be a God of worlds or whatever, right? In order to get there, though, you had to, you know, sit still in church and you had to do these things. And so I kind of got used to thinking, you know, just like I can get the things that I want in school by just do my homework, and I can get the things I want in life by, you know, go to law school. Yeah. And, you know, I kind of just got used to doing that, where I thought, well, I can just do these things instead to get the things that I want. And I, you know, even though I like the physicality of kind of violent activities, you know, I've always been attracted to things like football, you know, flag football, which really kind of gets a little rough, or like I wanted for a while to be a roller derby skater.
Sure.
Yeah. I was like, yeah. Or like even like World of Wrestling, we used to kind of pretend that, you know, like I've always liked, even when I surf, you know, I don't mind crashing. I almost liked having my body thrashed around in the wave. You know, there are things like that I enjoy. I never have had kind of bloodlust, but it is true that I know people that have. And I think, you know, one thing about bloodlust, I think it's often associated with psychopaths, but I kind of think, you know, psychopaths feel powerful. They tend to feel powerful and seek power too. But if somebody is like, if somebody needs to hurt somebody in order to feel powerful, it feels to me, you know, just my own reaction is that that person must feel weak, you know, and I don't really relate to that.
Sure.
So yeah.
Is it the extremes of behavior that is attractive? You had mentioned, you know, people getting pleasure out of hurting people. And to everyone, you know, who doesn't have that, it's not something that you necessarily have pleasure. And it's an intense emotion if you hurt someone intentionally or accidentally. But it's not necessarily pleasurable. Is that something where, because there seems to be, or the volume is always very low and you're not necessarily, you know, feeling things on a healthy level of others, that it takes such extremes, and you're attracted to such extremes because it does make you feel something? My example would be like in a murderous type situation where a killer goes and does something extreme, stabs a bunch of people, for example, like the Brian Koberger situation and the allegations against him. He talked about not having the way, an ability to feel, not feeling empathy, not feeling anything when he's hugging grandparents, and it like switched over for him in his youth. All of a sudden that those feelings were just gone and he didn't know where or why it happened, but they weren't there. Is it like the only way you can kind of get that, I don't want to say rush, but just a ability to feel something that makes individuals with that are sociopathic in some cases carry out violent crimes?
You know, it's a good question. I think I should pause and say that I think a lot of kind of the most famous killers are not sociopaths. Like, okay, probably the only ones I think are like, you know, Ted Bundy.
Sure.
You know, super charming guy or whatever. Yeah, yeah. But like, I don't know that much about that many of them. But like Jeffrey Dahmer just seems like he has like a mood disorder or something. But if it's true that somebody's saying that they don't feel anything, and that they feel that they kind of need that sort of stimulation, it's a little bit like the existential angst that I was referencing, you know, about, you know, when I was a younger person, kind of in my 20s, yeah, is when I started to feel this existential angst, where I realized, you know, it's kind of a superpower to not care what anybody thinks.
Yeah.
But then the flip side of it is you don't take anything personally. And if you don't take anything personally and you don't really have a sense of self, there's never self-expression for you. Like, nothing matters. Everything has like this absurdist quality, kind of like the French absurdist writers,
yeah,
where it, you know, there's nothing that seems to matter. And then you always hope that that's not true. You always hope that finally something is going to matter to you. And there's almost like a craving to prove to yourself that something does matter. Uh-huh. So I could kind of see this with people like that. I probably don't think it's like thrill seeking, mm-hmm, you know, something like that, something such a big splash. Maybe it is to finally feel like, you know, this actually did matter to me. Because if nothing matters to you, then life seems meaningless. And if life seems meaningless, then, you know, there's a huge existential chasm that you're going to, yeah, constantly be experiencing in terms of like, why am I alive? You know, what am I even here for? What's the purpose of consciousness? You know, it's very, I would imagine, unsettling to experience it. I've experienced it like just a little bit in terms of boredom, but I imagine if your brain has been disconnected so much, either through like psychopathy or from whatever else, there could be a brain tumor,
yeah,
or there could be anything else that's kind of disconnecting you from like a sense that of meaninglessness or a sense of meaning, I guess, disconnect you from a sense of meaning, then yeah, that would be so haunting. I can't imagine like life lived that way. If you didn't turn to suicide, it seemed like you would turn to like very outrageous behavior,
yeah,
because I have sensed, you know, this existential angst just a little bit. And it's the worst feeling in the world. Like, you could not live that way. And it was finally what caused me to, you know, be like, you know, I'll give up the superpowers, some of the superpowers of psychopathy,
sure,
and make a huge change in my life, because I was like, I cannot keep living this way.
Yeah.
You know, something has to be different.
I mean, would sociopaths turn to suicide often? Or if there's that lack of feeling there, is there depression? I mean, does depression exist for one like that? If the emotions aren't there to begin with?
I wouldn't call it depression. I would just say it's an extreme lack of engagement,
okay,
with the world. Yeah. Where like nothing seems to kind of stimulate you. Nothing seems to kind of engage you. And a lot of psychopaths I talk to describe this as boredom.
Okay.
So it's boredom, but they feel it in such a physical, oppressive way, you know, worse than being sick, worse than being so sick that you need to be hospitalized. That's how they feel it. And they dread it. Yeah. And so they do things to try to avoid the boredom. So some of this, you know, stimulating kind of things, they're just trying to find something that engages them.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
We still have more coming up with M.E. Thomas. So be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts so you don't miss any more of that conversation. It's coming to you just a little bit right here on this very feed. You want to follow any of the cases on a specific channel, we got it for you. The links of all of our podcast channels in the episode description. Be sure to check that out. Get a commercial-free experience through Apple Podcasts right now as well. I'm Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.
Forget the pressure to overhaul your life. The new year doesn't need a new you. It needs you. Grounded, supported, and ready to grow. Grow Therapy helps you make meaningful change at your pace and on your time. Whether it's your first time in therapy or your 50th, Grow makes it easier to find a therapist who fits you, not the other way around. They connect you with thousands of independent, licensed therapists across the U.S., offering both virtual and in-person sessions, nights, and weekends. You can search by what matters, like insurance, specialty, identity, or availability, to get started in as little as 2 days. And if something comes up, you can cancel up to 24 hours in advance at no cost. There are no subscriptions and no long-term commitments. You just pay per session. Grow helps you find therapy on your time. Whatever challenges you're facing, Grow Therapy is here to help. Grow accepts over 100 insurance plans, including Medicaid, in some states. Sessions average about $21 with insurance, and some pay as little as $0, depending on their plan. Visit growtherapy.com/get started today to get started. That's growtherapy.com/get started. growtherapy.com/get started. Availability and coverage vary by state and insurance plan.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Forget the pressure to overhaul your life. The new year doesn't need a new you. It needs you. Grounded, supported, and ready to grow. Grow Therapy helps you make meaningful change at your pace and on your time. Whether it's your first time in therapy or your 50th, Grow makes it easier to find a therapist who fits you, not the other way around. They connect you with thousands of independent, licensed therapists across the U.S., offering both virtual and in-person sessions, nights, and weekends. You can search by what matters, like insurance, specialty, identity, or availability, to get started in as little as 2 days. And if something comes up, you can cancel up to 24 hours in advance at no cost. There are no subscriptions and no long-term commitments. You just pay per session. Grow helps you find therapy on your time. Whatever challenges you're facing, Grow Therapy is here to help. Grow accepts over 100 insurance plans, including Medicaid, in some states. Sessions average about $21 with insurance, and some pay as little as $0, depending on their plan. Visit growtherapy.com/get started today to get started. That's growtherapy.com/get started. growtherapy.com/get started. Availability and coverage vary by state and insurance plan.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. Workplace stress is now a leading cause of declining mental health, with 61% of the global workforce feeling it more than ever. You can't escape work, but you can take small steps to care for yourself. A walk, some sun, a favorite song. Therapy is one of those steps, ongoing support to build resilience for whatever your day throws at you. Balance is tough. Getting help shouldn't be. Visit BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com today for 10% off your first month.
Forget the pressure to overhaul your life. The new year doesn't need a new you. It needs you. Grounded, supported, and ready to grow. Grow Therapy helps you make meaningful change at your pace and on your time. Whether it's your first time in therapy or your 50th, Grow makes it easier to find a therapist who fits you, not the other way around. They connect you with thousands of independent, licensed therapists across the U.S., offering both virtual and in-person sessions, nights, and weekends. You can search by what matters, like insurance, specialty, identity, or availability, to get started in as little as 2 days. And if something comes up, you can cancel up to 24 hours in advance at no cost. There are no subscriptions and no long-term commitments. You just pay per session. Grow helps you find therapy on your time. Whatever challenges you're facing, Grow Therapy is here to help. Grow accepts over 100 insurance plans, including Medicaid, in some states. Sessions average about $21 with insurance, and some pay as little as $0, depending on their plan. Visit growtherapy.com/get started today to get started. That's growtherapy.com/get started. growtherapy.com/get started. Availability and coverage vary by state and insurance plan.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Forget the pressure to overhaul your life. The new year doesn't need a new you. It needs you. Grounded, supported, and ready to grow. Grow Therapy helps you make meaningful change at your pace and on your time. Whether it's your first time in therapy or your 50th, Grow makes it easier to find a therapist who fits you, not the other way around. They connect you with thousands of independent, licensed therapists across the U.S., offering both virtual and in-person sessions, nights, and weekends. You can search by what matters, like insurance, specialty, identity, or availability, to get started in as little as 2 days. And if something comes up, you can cancel up to 24 hours in advance at no cost. There are no subscriptions and no long-term commitments. You just pay per session. Grow helps you find therapy on your time. Whatever challenges you're facing, Grow Therapy is here to help. Grow accepts over 100 insurance plans, including Medicaid, in some states. Sessions average about $21 with insurance, and some pay as little as $0, depending on their plan. Visit growtherapy.com/get started today to get started. That's growtherapy.com/get started. growtherapy.com/get started. Availability and coverage vary by state and insurance plan.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This is Julian Edelman from Dudes on Dudes with Gronk and Jules. Sunday mornings, I've got my game day ritual. Coffee, lucky socks, and now new morning Uncrustable sandwiches.
It's all about that 12-gram protein boost with the new Uncrustables Bright-Eyed Berry or Up and Apple flavors.
Bright-Eyed Berry's got a feisty receiver energy.
Up and Apple? Your classic do-it-all tight end.
Soft, pillowy, packed with protein, and easy enough for Gronk to grab from the freezer.
Whether you're on the couch, driving to the tailgate, or heading to the locker room, new morning Uncrustable sandwiches are the MVP of snacks.
Your new Sunday kickoff ritual starts here with new morning Uncrustable sandwiches packed with 12 grams of protein.
You lather, rinse, moisturize, repeat, and repeat. But it never feels like enough. It's not your products. It's your water. Hard water leaves a mineral residue that clogs pores and dries out hair. Culligan water softeners remove damaging minerals, revitalizing brittle hair and dry skin. Upgrade your shower and skincare routine with Culligan, water you love.